A Perfect Storm, Acts 27, by Paul. The sails snapped in the wind, and the ship shook in the wild waves. Storm clouds swelled in the dark sky. I'd sailed the seas plenty of times as a missionary who brought the good news of Jesus to people far away. But now I was going on a very different kind of trip. This time I traveled as a prisoner heading to Rome. There, I'd stand trial for teaching people about Jesus, and right now the weather seemed as frightening as my future. The weather caused trouble almost from the beginning. Over and over the wind blew us off course. I had a strong feeling that we needed to stop for a while, so I talked to the crew. If we keep going like this, we're only going to run into trouble. We'll lose our cargo, the ship will wreck, and our lives will be in grave danger, I warned them. But most captains don't take sailing advice from prisoners. So we kept going. Sure enough, the weather got downright dangerous. Fierce storms blew in from every direction and battered our boat. It got so bad that the sailors had to toss most of our supplies overboard. After hard days and sleepless nights, everyone felt tired, hungry, and most of all, afraid. They were losing hope, and fast. Finally, I gathered the ship's crew together. "You should have listened to me. I told you things would get bad," I said to them. "But don't lose hope. God's angels told me last night that I will make it to Rome for my trial, and everyone with me on the ship will be safe too. And I always believe God, even though our ship will crash on an island, God will save all our lives." The winds kept howling and the sea kept tossing us back and forth. The sailors worked hard to keep the ship afloat, but their muscles burned and their bellies growled. Worry and fear shadowed their eyes. So I spoke up again. "We've been fighting this horrible weather for 2 weeks," I said. "You've been so scared that you haven't eaten this whole time. Let's eat something and forget about our troubles. Trust me, you're all going to be okay." Then I took some bread, thanked God for it, and ate a piece. Pretty soon, everyone on board was eating and feeling much better. Sure enough, our ship wrecked on an island, but every single crew member and prisoner made it safely to shore. God had saved all of us. I've been through some very scary situations in my life. Angry crowds beat me. Soldiers locked me up. A poisonous snake even bit me. But every time, God was with me. I never lost hope because I knew that I carried Jesus' power everywhere I went. Jesus' power gives me hope, and it should give you hope too. Hope means believing that something good is going to happen, and there's nothing better to put your hope in than God. You're going to go through some tough times in your life. Maybe you already have. When you put your hope in God, you can be sure that something good is waiting for you on the other side.